This summer, the world's best tennis players are coming back to Cincinnati. The Cincinnati Open returns August 8th through the 23rd. Bigger than ever, with new fan spaces, incredible food, drinks, and entertainment all in one place. Voted Tournament of the Year by the players themselves. Community Weekend starts August 8th. Finals weekend, August 22nd and 23rd. Get your tickets now at cincinnatiopen.com.
Bash the sheets to make us sound professional. And we go over to Donal and we say, what do you have for us this morning, man?
Today, my question is, 29% of people admit they've done this while out walking. Just under 30%, what we thought.
Is it sing out loud? Because they've got their headphones in and their tunes are playing and then they're singing out loud.
Yeah. You're in your own world, doing your own thing. Yeah. Don't care who's listening. Yeah. Do you do that or no? When you?
You'd have to be out walking then and sure I'm busy mum between.
I don't mind walking.
I don't have time for that kind of thing.
29% of people who walk.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it is not the answer, Una. No, but I like you thinking though.
Okay.
I would like to think that it's stopped. They stop to annoy somebody to like speak to their dog.
Oh yeah, the whole. I'm trying to
figure out in the last week the amount of walks I've gone on my dog and how many people, and I think it actually is around 30%. Yeah, 29%. Yeah.
They come over and say, "Can I pet your dog?"
Well, they don't say it like that. Like the viral, "Can I pet your dog?"
Pet your dog.
It's like they just put on the baby voice, you know, and they just like, "Oh my god, you're cute little Labrador."
You're such a cute
girl. Isn't it warm? Isn't it? And I'm just like.
That's what. What about with Sarah?
Okay, note to self: Una, stop going up to dogs.
Oh no, I do that all the time. I'm so sorry.
Me and my twins, the twins are like, oh, look at the dog, and I'm like, oh my god, look at the little doggy, doggy.
Yeah, oh god, yeah. And it turns on like that.
Yeah, and then we go over, we're like, oh my god, can I have a cutie?
I would love to know what the dog's thinking.
Yeah. Oh my god, what's this person doing? But even when I'm out with Sarah, I just suddenly hear, and I'm like, oh god, what's wrong? And I turn around, that's the noise she makes when she sees a dog.
Oh wow.
And then, but she doesn't go and ask the owner, she just goes up to the dog, hello!
Straight up, yeah.
It's like, oh god, right, yeah, that's happening.
It's huge.
I'm so sorry, Una. It actually depends on my mood.
Oh, right.
So, like, sometimes I could be welcoming to it, and then sometimes I'm a bit like, oh god, like, I do this thing where if I'm not in the mood for it, I make a huge fuss about taking out my AirPod to hear what they're saying, do you get me?
Oh, man!
It's almost like, oh, what? Sorry? You're like, what did you say? Sorry? It's
but like, are you not
oh,
like...
They're like, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't know you disturbed me. Like, it's okay, bye.
Oh, Marty.
It's really bad.
That's a good way to deal with it.
No, it's not
nice, though.
You'd
be delighted that people are admiring
sometimes.
Your dog, and they're like, oh my God, your dog is so cute.
But they're not admiring me.
No, it is not the answer, Marty. No, great guess.
Okay, 29% of people admit they've done this while out walking. What is it? 087-1102-107. Oh, by the way, I don't really want people to admire me like that. I just want to put that out there. Donal, what do you have for us this morning?
Question today. 29% of people admit they've done this while out walking. What is it?
Okay. Good morning, Soup in Galway.
Morning, guys. Soup here in Galway. Is it by any chance sneak behind the bush and have a sneaky pee?
a wilder pee.
When nature calls.
When nature calls, you gotta go.
You gotta go.
Can't always find a public toilet when you need one.
I do think that's more than 29%. Come on.
Some people are allergic to the, no, I need to be in a nice.
Really?
So, yeah, some people don't like the old world.
That's a red flag to me.
If they can't pee outside.
No. We can all physically do it.
If they
you try hard enough.
Don't like to do a wee outside.
If they're like prudish about it.
Oh yeah, okay.
That's a red flag because when you gotta go, you gotta go sometimes. Now obviously pick
stage fright. No. He gets it.
Not in the great outdoors, though. Just at your
yeah. When people are looking at him, he gets stage fright.
Fair enough.
I don't know, I think it's a red flag because then I can't do it because you're judging me. Do you get me?
Oh,
not that I
do
it. But if I wanted
to.
If you had to, you've got to go.
Yeah, yeah.
But like, I mean, everyone does it, especially at festivals and stuff like that, or at gigs. Do you know what I mean? And
I don't know if there's anybody listening to us right now who can honestly put their hand up and say they've never done it. I'd be very shocked. You can text us if you have and be so honest, but I'd be shocked if someone can text us right now and say they've never, ever done that.
Yeah, I've got friends that refuse to do it.
I have a question. Oh. What's the strangest place you've ever done a wee?
Oh, my God. No, I can't answer this.
Answer, please. Answer.
Oh, you've got a good answer.
I've got a great answer.
Okay.
Go on, you go first.
Okay, right. Into a coffee cup.
just why not?
Well, like, I don't want to go into detail, but if you could.
No, please do.
Oh no, gosh. Is it illegal? I don't know.
The Pandora's box is open now.
Look, just sometimes, like, you know, you could be like on the road and in.
Oh,
oh yeah,
the
sorry,
car.
While driving. Yeah, oh, that's
I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know.
But why did you stop and do a wilder pee then? You're the one talking about how good wilder peas are, and there you are, weaning your.
I am never getting a call back for this radio station.
That's a skill, that. Well, driving and doing a pee in a coffee cup at the same.
I never said I was driving. I never said I was driving.
What were you doing then?
It's, sometimes it's raining outside and it's pouring rain. Like, what, do you know what I mean? Like, so what
why
do you
don't you use a toilet?
Well, you have to get out into the rain.
I know what you're doing right now and I don't appreciate it. Okay?
I just tried to find out where you were when
if
it
you're
happened.
In the middle of nowhere and it's pouring rain
outside. Oh, you're
outside.
In a tent. You're in a tent.
No, like, I pulled in.
Oh, you're in the car.
I was in the car. But I wasn't driving while doing it. Can we please put that out there?
So all right. Some skill of your word.
So you're on the hard shoulder.
No, I wasn't on the hard shoulder. Oh, no. Stop. No, I'm done with this. You guys didn't even tell us this.
So funny.
Sonia, take this off us, please.
Morning, guys. Is it 29% people walk into a poll? Because I'm definitely 1% of those.
Walked into a poll?
There's a poll, is it what you say? Oh, right. Yeah. Oh, God. If you people look at the phone these days and they just kind of walk and then they're like, oh.
I walked into a poll and said, sorry.
Oh, that is such. That's the most you thing I've heard today.
Because you were in the way.
And giving it a magic rub afterwards in case you hurt the pole.
Oh my God. 087, 1102, 107. 29% of people admit they've done this while out walking. I hate you guys so much right now. Donal, what did you bring to us this morning?
Today I brought 29% of people admit they've done this while out walking.
Good morning, Gerardina.
Morning, everyone. Saying hi here from the UK.
Hi.
What is it called? Swanland Coat. Is the answer to the survey that people who are walking don't pick up their dog poo poo? That would be not nice. Have a great day.
Have a great day to you.
Thanks, Gerardina.
I think she's in Wales. I think that's Wales. It's not the right answer, Gerardina, I'm afraid. Great guess though. Them people.
How
them
did
people
you know
should
it was
be.
Wales.
I think that impressive. Sounds like a Welsh place.
Okay.
Pretty sure I've been past it.
Okay.
But yeah, it's not the answer, I'm afraid. Great guess, though. The answer is 29% of people admit that they've waved back at somebody who wasn't actually waving at them. They've done the whole, oh, hi.
Oh,
and then the person goes, I was actually waving someone behind you. Oh. Let me lift you.
High mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
Off you go.
You're up against the clock. Don't take the hit, you gotta rhyme it. Think
on
the spot. You're up against the clock.
Don't
take the hit. You gotta rhyme it.
Okay, Megan, do you know the words to that song?
No.
It's okay. I don't either.
Up this early.
Oh, funny, because me neither. But they were really stuck. So they were like, oh, we better give that guy a go.
We love having you, Matt.
Marty fella, we'll give him a shot. We will. Megan, how come you're never usually up this early?
Well, see, if I'm going to work, I wouldn't wake up till 8:30, and I just run out the door.
So wait, are you,
that's lovely. I love that routine.
Are you up specifically for us this morning, Megan?
No, well, I was up a bit earlier because I have to go. I have to be ready to go back into work today because I was off for 2 weeks, so I'm not prepared.
Oh no! Yeah. So you have a day of fear in front of you.
Exactly.
Yeah, but once today is over, then it'll be grand.
Yeah.
Will it?
Yeah. Hopefully.
So did you do anything nice over the 2 weeks?
We had Harry Styles. So we were over in Wembley, and then a friend of mine was married, and we were meant to have our house. So what was the hope? We would be spending 2 weeks painting and doing stuff. Mm. It didn't happen.
No.
So we were just chilling about the place. Yeah.
Are we blaming the solicitor on this one? Are we?
No. Oh. We won't blame anybody.
Okay. You've got a kinder heart than I do. Yeah. Well, hopefully you get into it soon. But Harry Styles in Wembley sounds unbelievable. I saw a couple of snaps from it. Was it as good as it looked online?
It was brilliant.
Wow, yeah.
It was brilliant. Yeah.
Proper performer, so he is. Love it. Okay, we're going to play a game of Rhyme It Now. Do you know how to play?
No.
That's okay. We're going to give you a word. All right, and the answer to every question has to rhyme with the word that we give you. Does that make sense? So you're going to have 30 seconds to answer as many as you can. The highest score at the end of the week will win the contents of Una's drawers. Megan, the great thing about you is, regardless of what score you get, you'll be top of the leaderboard.
Yeah.
Isn't that great? Okay.
Okay, so, Megan, your word is steel. S-T-E-E-L. Steel.
3, 2, 1, let's go.
Before you can boil spuds, first you might what to them?
Peel.
If you meet royalty, you should what?
Kneel.
I'm unwell, so I need to rest up so I can what? Don't pass.
Pass, yeah.
Dreams are great until you wake up and find that they weren't what?
Real.
I need a new one of these for my bike.
Wheel.
Piglets make the sound.
Wheel.
That was on the nose. That was in.
I'm with you on that one. Don't you dare.
Don't you dare. Don't.
What are you saying?
That was in.
That was in.
Oh, yeah. That pause, Donald, got me. All right, where are we at?
We're at five.
Five!
Yay!
Solid score to start the week, Megan.
Start the week, Megan. Now, I have to say, I had me nervous there when you took that big, long pause. I was like, oh my God, keep going, please.
I'm unwell, so I need to rest up so I can heal.
Heal, oh, okay.
Yeah. It's okay. You don't have to agree with it. Sometimes we don't either.
Yeah.
That's so fine. But you got a great score of five, Megan. And you get to go back to work. Isn't that a great day?
Aww.
Yeah.
Look, hopefully you'll have your house soon and you can be in doing all your bits and bobs and
making
it your own.
Fingers crossed. There's nothing worse waiting around for anything, let alone a house. So best of luck, Megan. You have been an absolute pleasure. Top of the leaderboard. Have a great day.
Bye, Megan.
Bye, Megan. Harry Styles in Wembley. Wow, what an experience. How many was it? 12? 13? How many gigs did he do again?
Ooh, a lot.
I don't know. I can't remember what the run was now. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. He did a few in Manchester as well, but seeing him anywhere would be amazing.
Yeah, well, Megan sounds delighted after it.
The Styles Stamina Tour.
Very good.
Oh, and it's being creative. Wow.
Are you on my This is I Mornings with Cooper and Una. Breakfast rolls. Get it off your chest time. This is something that I've really enjoyed when I've been covering Cooper, because the listeners, you just listen and you just get involved. We all just unite.
Come together.
To help some poor lost soul.
No, it's brilliant because everyone helps each other out. So this is from Kira.
Uh-huh.
This is spicy, right? I need to get this off my chest because I feel like I'm being done over.
Oh.
My sister Maeve is getting married and she has made my other sister the chief bridesmaid, which is fine. She has to choose someone. But what I think is a bit cheeky is that she's told me I have to organise the hen party because that's my job. She said it to me like I should be delighted to have such a big responsibility. But like, is that not the job of the chief bridesmaid? Why am I getting lamped with doing all the work? She sent me an email saying she wants a surprise, but it's all these stipulations. She wants the hen to be a two-nighter. She wants the activity in the morning to be a hike and then a spa day afterwards. She'd prefer a chef come to the house before he head to the club. She's listed all these games she wants to play and she wants all the girls to wear masks of her face as well. She works in the agriculture industry, so she says she thinks it would be gas if all the girls dressed up as farmers.
Oh, no.
I mean, what girl wants to head out dressed as a farmer? She's being demanding and delusional, and it shouldn't even be me organising it in the first place. I've spoken to my other sister, and she says I need to get on with it because I've been chosen, inverted commas, to organise it. Am I being unreasonable in thinking that none of this is fair and her demands for her hen party are excessive? Kira.
I love a good stag and hen party chat. I really do.
Yeah.
Because some can be so outrageously expensive and some can be just perfect, wholesome gatherings. Am I not right in saying, though, she has a point? It's not her job to organise this. When I was best man, like, well, people kind of helped and gave their input. I had to organise it all. It was my job.
Yeah, yeah,
that's the same as Maid of Honour, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, Chief Bridesmaid, Maid of Honour, yeah. Yeah, I think that Kira's sister doesn't want to do any of the... She wants the title, but she doesn't want the job. But, I mean, like, the other sister, the bride, she sounds like a bridezilla. I mean, I'm sorry. A hike in the morning at a hen party and dress up as a farmer in the evening. Who are you?
When you actually... When you put it like that and get rid of all the in-between, it actually is ridiculous, isn't it?
Ridiculous. Yeah. I mean, grand. I know of hen parties that have had a hike in the morning and they loved it and enjoyed it. But then later on, being told to get dressed up as farmers, head out as a farmer.
No, yeah.
And then she wants a two-nighter. The expense.
It's so that the thing about the two-nighters is that I find it just, it's so much money to be asking from somebody, especially with all those different activities, is that, because like, isn't it a thing where like everyone comes together and the person who is getting married doesn't pay for their own hen or pay for their stag, so everyone splits the cost of that.
So
the more activities that the bride is putting on, it's gonna, you know, she's getting it all for free, so it doesn't matter. She can put on as much as she wants. Everyone's gonna be covering it for her. I just think the cost at the moment is absolutely outrageous.
And she's a bit hypocritical as well, because she's like, I want a surprise me. And then she sends a list of these demands that she wants for her hen party to her sister.
It's not really a surprise when you send the person the full agenda, is it? Like, no.
Yeah, so you just or just go organise it yourself because, hey, I'm not the chief bridesmaid, so I shouldn't be doing it.
I'm going to put something out there and it's kind of like controversial. I think nobody looks forward to a hen or a stag. I think if someone
unless you're the hen or the stag.
Unless you're the hen or the stag. I think people dread them. I think people low-key dread them. I really do.
Do you know what? it depends on whose hen or stag it is.
Oh, fair, okay.
Yeah, and like... You dread spending the money, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But no, they usually, they, especially if it's a close friend, then they're great.
Crack. Yeah, yeah, fair.
When you play all the, you know, the bowl games, the knickers games and stuff.
The knickers games?
Oh, yeah. So everyone buys knickers for the hen.
Okay.
And then she pulls the knickers out and she has to guess what person bought her that knickers.
No way. I've never heard of this game before in my life.
Oh, it's brilliant. And then the Mr. and Mrs. games and
the Mr. and Mrs. games I've heard of. The knickers game, that's completely new to me now.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Knickers.
Yeah. 087-1102-107. What do you think here on this one? Send us a voice note. Send us a text. Get involved. We'd love to hear from you. Get it off your chest. We got a, not even a chief's bridesmaid, a bridesmaid wondering what on earth she has to do in this tricky situation.
Yeah, so Kira's upset because her sister Maeve is getting married and Maeve has made the other sister, the maid of honour, the chief bridesmaid. But Maeve said, Kira, listen, you need to organise my hen party. And there's a, but she says, I want a surprise, but it needs to be two nights away. I want to go for a hike. I want a spa day. I want a chef coming to the house. And then I want the, all the girls to dress up as farmers because she works in the agriculture industry.
Yeah.
So Kira's like, ah, it's not even my job to be organising this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. Stacey, good morning.
Who is this girl? Is she like a princess or something? Well, two nights. I want a chef coming to the house before we go to the club. Oh, what happens to people just going out for a night's crack?
I mean, yeah, you're right, Stacey. What happened to that?
What happened to that? We're just trying to talk about our poor listener here who's been handed all the duties of chief's bridesmaid. Without actually being chief's bridesmaid.
Yeah, so...
Chief bridesmaid,
maid of honour. And Kira's upset that her sister... No, well, her she's a bridesmaid for her sister, Maeve. But Maeve chose their other sister to be the maid of honour. But yet, Maeve said to Kira, listen, your job is to organise my hen party. And she said, I want it to be a surprise. However, these are the stipulations. I want it to be two nights. I want a hike one of the mornings. I want a spa day. I want a chef to come to the house before we all go to the club. I want the girls to wear masks of her face as well. And I want them to get dressed up as farmers because she works in the agriculture industry. And Kira's like, oh my God, why am I getting lamped with all of this?
She's planned the hen do though already by the sounds of it.
She's planned it in her head, but she wants Kira to go and actually do it all.
And actually go and do it.
And not even be the chief bridesmaid.
I know, it's mad.
It is wild.
I did, like I said earlier on, sorry, when I was best man, I did organise everything. And when I was groomsman one of the year, I didn't organise a single thing.
Mm.
And I just felt like that's just the way it should be. As groomsman or as someone else who's part of the, you know, the stag or the hen, it's your job just to send the money. And some people don't sometimes. Yeah.
You delegate. Oh, don't some people don't send the
money. I organized a stag and I was definitely left short now. Somebody out there, there's one person I know, because when I totaled it up after the stag, I was like, oh, someone's left me short. And there was 18 of us. So I was like, I'm never going to figure this out.
But yeah, like, God, no maths. So anyway, stuff.
Over to Philip. Philip, I really like this idea.
Why would they all be wearing her face? Like, it's like, it sounds like she's very vain in one way, but it's like, why doesn't she get the boyfriend to come up blindfolded in and kiss them all and guess which one is her?
Ooh, that could be a good hen party game.
And I'm going to put...
Could Una, cause I, argument soon.
Una, I didn't think you'd approve of this for some reason.
Yeah, Una's mad though.
No, as in, I'm just like, because like, I love the... this. What boyfriend is going to say no to that?
Well, a boyfriend who knows what's good
fiance,
for him.
Fiancé, sorry.
A fiancé, yeah.
Yeah, he should be saying no to that game.
I mean, it could be funny if it was just a quick peck on the lips. Do you know what I mean?
Okay, and then he had to guess. Oh, sorry, we're not a full-on schnog.
Not a full-on schnog.
Kiss these of them.
No.
You have to go kiss 15 of them women there and guess which one is
which
your girl.
One? Yeah, that'd be a tough job.
That'd be a tough job. 087-1102-107. In the middle of Get It Off Your Chest. I love this part of the show so much. We also get to learn a lot about each other, I find.
Yeah.
Yeah. our morals and all that sort of stuff. It's very interesting, so it is. And then you listening as well, you get to get involved. I love it. I love it so much. We're helping out a bridesmaid at the moment.
Okay, so I'm going to read this out again very quickly. Kira says, I need to get this off my chest because I feel like I'm being done over. My sister Maeve is getting married and has made my other sister the chief bridesmaid, which is fair. She has to choose someone. But what I think is cheeky is that she's told me I have to organise the hen party because that's my job. She said it to me like I should be delighted to have such a big responsibility. But is it not the job of the chief bridesmaid?
Mm-hmm.
Why am I getting lamped and doing all the work? She sent me an email saying she wants a surprise, but has all these stipulations. She wants it to be a two-nighter. She wants the activity to be a hike in the morning and then a spa day afterwards. She'd prefer a chef come to the house before we head out to the club. She's listed all these games she wants to play and wants all the girls to wear masks of her face as well. She works in the agriculture industry, so she says she thinks it would be gas if all the girls dressed up as a farmer. I mean, what girl wants to head out dressed as a farmer? She's being demanding and delusional, and it shouldn't even be me organising in the first place. I've spoken to my other sister and she says I need to get on with it because I've been chosen, inverted commas, to organise it. Am I being unreasonable in thinking that none of this is fair and her demands for her hen party are excessive? Kira. No, you're right. They're completely excessive, and it is the job of the chief bridesmaids to organise the hen, mm-hmm. and they can then go on to delegate if needs be.
Yeah, I feel like we're pretty aligned on this one, so yeah. Let's go to Milda. Good morning, Milda.
Well, what I would say to that bridezilla, if she wants to rule the rooster and give her rules what she wants for the hen party, she should organise it herself, because it's supposed to be a surprise. Come on now. Have a good one.
I love the, she should do this and that. Have a good one.
Yeah.
Have a good one to you too, Milda. Yeah, she should be organising it herself. This is the first time I've done Get It Off Your Chest for you now where everybody seems to be on the one side. Is there anybody listening? I really, really, and like, look, I understand that you don't want to come across as being a certain type of person, but if you really strongly think that we're being a little bit harsh on the bridesmaid here, I'd love to hear from you, because like, if you've been a hen before, and you have given those orders to someone who wasn't the chief bridesmaid, like, what was your thinking behind it as well? I'd love to know, Una, if there's somebody who's not on our side, because we're aligned on this one.
We are aligned on this one. God, do you know what? Thinking back, my maid of honour, she was in America at the time, so it was all the other bridesmaids who organised the hen.
Oh, it's all coming to light now.
I just remember
Hang
that.
Hang on a minute. Are you telling me that your maid of honour got off scot-free because she was in a different country?
Well, she lives in America.
Yeah, hang on a minute now. That's no. She was the maid of honour.
She was, but she just wasn't in the country at the time. She couldn't come to the hen party.
And like, do you think the other bridesmaids were a little bit like, well, that's unfair?
Well, no, because I think the three of them, the other three, took a different responsibility for the hen party.
So you didn't ask one person to do it, they collectively did it
themselves. Collectively. So one organised like the magazine, like it's a Hello magazine.
So what did the maid of honour do then? Just look after you in the day?
Yeah.
And she just rocked up to the hen and everyone else had organised
her? She didn't go to the hen. She couldn't come to the hen because she was in America.
Does this story just get worse and worse, doesn't it, everybody? The maid of honour didn't even go to your hen.
Because she lives in America. She was coming home. She couldn't afford to come home twice in 1 year.
Fair. No, that's very fair.
That is fair.
Yeah. So she got the role and didn't have to fulfil the role.
And the other day, oh my God, my hen party was the best ever. It was a surprise. I got blindfolded in the car. But I was given refreshments.
I'd actually be so nervous.
Yeah,
oh, wow.
Given refreshments in the car. And I had a couple of pee stops was allowed as well. But it was in Kenmare.
Oh, amazing.
Or not Kenmare. What's the other one in Cork?
Kinsale.
Yes, Kinsale.
Tell me this though. Like, they picked you up from Athlone.
Yeah.
And drove you to Cork with a blindfold on.
Yeah.
What, 2.5 hours, 3 hours?
3 hours, there were refreshments.
But how did you do? Like, were you not? I would be like claustrophobic or something.
No, I was just so excited. And they had kind of said that it was going to be Limerick, so I thought it was Limerick. So I was all geared up for that.
Until an hour and a half passed, and you were like, why are you still driving?
What is going on? Where are you going? And yeah, they had a man on a guitar that night. They had food come to the house. The next morning, we got up. Breakfast rolls were delivered to the house.
Stop.
Oh my God, it was amazing.
Wow.
A face painter came to the house and did all like this festival hippie makeup and everyone.
Amazing.
Then they had an amazing white hippie dress for me to wear. And then a party bus came and we all sang songs on the party bus.
Yeah.
And then we played the games and then we went back to this beautiful restaurant and then we went to a club.
Your bridesmaids pulled through.
It was incredible.
My God. if they, I don't know what they're doing right now, and look, I'm not going to, I don't know what their jobs are, but if they all came together to organize this, like, sort of hen events planning agency, wow.
Wow. I mean, just what a nice touch.
Yeah.
The breakfast rolls delivered to the house. I just thought that was amazing.
Yeah. That's it. That made it 100%. So if you're after listening to that right now and you're thinking, hey, why didn't she ask the bridesmaids to split the kind of organization of it? Yeah.
Yes. Okay. So maybe that's what Kira's sister should do.
110207, a bridesmaid who is not happy with the bride at the moment. People referring to her as a bridezilla because she's left all the responsibility on the bridesmaid and not the chief bridesmaid.
Yep. So Maeve is getting, Kira's been in touch. Her sister Maeve is getting married. Maeve has asked her, their other sister, to be the maid of honour, chief bridesmaid, but she has asked Kira to organise the hen party, and Kira's like, so I'm not even the chief bridesmaid, but yet you're dumping with all this work. And the maid was like, I want a surprise, however, it needs to be two nights, I want a hike, I want a chef, I want X, Y and Z, and it's been very demanding.
Wild, so it is. Yeah. Good morning, Natasha.
When I got married last year, the only instructions that I had for my hen is I wanted it somewhere warm and I needed to be beside water. And the girls just went with it. I says, I don't want anything crazy expensive. I don't want any like silly themes that's going to cost silly money. So they were the only instructions I gave. The girls seemed pretty happy with it. They worked away. Plus my maid of honour didn't actually go to my hen either. She organised everything. It was my sister. Yeah. She organised everything. She paid my share. She done all the flights, all everything, and she didn't go to my hen because she stayed at home to mind my children.
Wow.
Best sister ever and best maid of honour ever, best organiser ever.
Wow.
Can I have her?
Oh my God. The chief bridesmaid didn't go to the hen because she was minding the kids.
Now that's incredible. Love. That is love.
That is. And she still went and organized everything for everybody else. So while she was minding the kids, she was on Instagram flicking through the stories, watching them all have a good time of the party she organized while she was minding the toddlers.
That's actually incredible.
That is one of the kindest things I've ever heard in my life as far as gestures go and being a good friend. Isn't that it?
You won the lotto in sisters, Natasha. Seriously.
Big time.
Don't worry, we've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
High mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
Mystery guest Monday. Marty, I have been given the clues for our mystery guest. The first clue. This mystery guest is part of a travel and leisure account.
Ooh, fancy.
He's one half of the couple who front it, and the account shows you how to maximise travel without quitting your job.
Thank God for this, Una.
Yeah,
so
we
sick.
Need this.
I've seen these Insta huns telling me to quit my job and go travelling when they're only 18 years of age living off daddy's checkbook.
The Nepo babies, what? Mystery guest, can you reveal yourself, please?
It's Colin from the Curious Tourist.
Yes, I follow you guys on Instagram. Colin, can you tell us, for anyone, I suppose, who hasn't come across you before, who are the Curious Tourists and what is it that you do?
So, myself and Dennis, my husband, we are just two normal guys who do a lot of travelling, and we do it using our annual leave. We're not full-time travellers. We don't get anything free, so we wanted to start showing people how to do that, and I've been to 89 countries now, so it was just something that kind of, you know, I wanted to start ticking countries off the list.
And out of everywhere you've been, what's the one place that you think people need to visit before they die?
Egypt has to be. That's just the standout of all the places I've been. I've been to Cairo, and it's just, when you see the pyramids, it's just mind-blowing. And it's not even that expensive to get to. There's direct flights from here with Egypt Air. I mean, a lot of what we do is trying to find out how to maximise the time off that we get and how to do it as cheap as we can. So we're trying to show people through our own social media how to do that.
You obviously do this with your husband. And I just know now, I'm not a planner. Una,
me neither.
Colin,
no,
I'm not.
No.
My other half is a planner. She really is. And it can frustrate her sometimes when I'm not a planner, which is fair. I totally get that.
Yeah.
Because you're doing this with your husband and you're sitting down and you're putting together all these different kind of variables. It's kind of like, how do we get here for the cheapest, the quickest? We only have 3 days off. What do we do? I don't think me and my other half could do it. She'd just take it off me. Is it evenly split?
No, not at all, no. I'm a total planner.
You're the planner. Okay.
Oh, absolutely. I love researching, and a lot of this comes down to research, shopping around, making sure you're getting the good deals. A lot of the time it's down to luck, believe it or not.
I love that Dennis just shows up so at the airport, does he?
Yes, absolutely. He also complains when things are not the way he wants them to be.
Excuse me.
What's your number one money saving hack though, Colin? Like, I would be very interested
Flexibility is by far the top. That's in terms of when you go, but also where you go. We never think of one destination. We are going to go here on this date. A lot of the time we use bank holidays, which kind of maximizes your travel as well.
Yeah.
We always kind of have a pipeline of different places that we're kind of thinking of, maybe 10 places.
Is there any kind of like, you know, hidden gem that no one would ever really think about going, but that they should?
There's a lot of places in Europe that are quite cheap, but also lovely. We were in Skopje last year in Macedonia, which is a really nice, kind of had it on our radar for a while, and it was dirt cheap. It was lovely. It was just very different. Ryanair have started flying to Tirana in Albania. We haven't been, so we're going in January.
How many trips have you squeezed into one before? What's the most you've done in one trip?
Oh, well, I went to Interrail once and did 8 countries.
And how long did it take you to do the 8 countries?
11 days.
8 countries in 11 days.
Man,
yeah,
that's some going kids.
Is that, but are you not wrecked? Yeah. Like, is it enjoyable when you get to country number 5? Like,
it worked out because a lot of countries were very close together.
Oh, yeah, of course.
We also go on a lot of cruises as well. So that's a great way to see a lot of places very quickly. And you're traveling while you're sleeping as well, in a way there. So you wake up in a new port. We had a cruise booked 14 countries in 2 weeks.
Oh my gosh.
Country a day.
Yeah, cruising is a great way to see a lot of countries at once. And you can get cruises quite cheap as well. We did the Middle East for €370.
Jeez, that's for nothing.
People think that cruises are really expensive and they're for old people, but they're not. Check out cruises. It's definitely worth doing.
Thank you so much. It's been fabulous talking to you.
Colin, where can everyone find you if they want to keep up to date on this? Because I'd say people listening right now are probably on the way to work and they're thinking, God, I'm so sick of going to Lanzarote and Albufeira and the usual spots. I could squeeze in somewhere cool in my annual leave. Where can people find you to keep up to date?
On Instagram, we're on TikTok, and we're on YouTube at The Curious Tourist, and we have a website as well, thecurioustourist.com.
Colin, it's been a pleasure. Have Thanks, a great day, Colin. Missed
the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
High Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.